A couple of meetings between Park City, Heber City, and Summit and Wasatch counties have been held. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says from here, planners and elected officials from all of the entities are planning to meet early next month to move forward with a regional planning effort.
We're going to get all of our councils together, Summit County, Park City, Heber City, and Wasatch County, the first part of August, to have a little bit of a social just to update all of our councils on some of the things that our planning, our joint planning has been talking about. And we have a lot of joint planning issues between us with the Jordanelle, the ski venues, and the airport in Heber City has been a big issue because it services all of these areas.
As part of that planning, he says they'll look at the airport because it just keeps growing.
They've been growing quite a bit. When a big event in Park City happens, we know because we get a lot of jets over here.
Wasatch County is also dealing with MIDA, that's the Military Installation Development Authority, looking to build a military recreation area near the Jordanelle Reservoir. Davis says a planning group has been formed, but it's still undecided where the military hotel will be located.
The county did give away the site for the Air Force Hotel. We don't know what that site is yet, but that site will be controlled solely by the MIDA group. All the rest of the MIDA area will be controlled by the county and will work in partnership with MIDA.
That's Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. He expects it'll be at least 3 years before the county starts receiving any tax revenues from this development. Well, the Summit County Council has the week off since Wednesday is Pioneer Day, but the county is continuing with a regional planning effort. Summit County Manager Bob Jasper says that that includes Wasatch County since the approved development around Jordanelle Reservoir is the size of another Park City. KPCW's Rick Bruff has this report.
Jasper told KPCW Tuesday.